Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
There's a problem with homes. They're made for people. And I mean people in the plural sense. Just anyone. Or they're made for one specific person. When they're made for anyone, they're not made for someone. Because it's just meant for someone to go and fit into. And that makes it difficult for that person to really make the home their own. Which, of course, everyone does. And they put their things in there and they style it. And they add furniture and they store their things away. But they're still just fitting the home. And the home doesn't fit them like it really should. The home should be specifically built around and for the person, or in more most often cases, the people that live there. And that's a problem I'm working to solve. Now, again, on the other side of that, which I really prefer and like better, is building a home for one specific person. Or a group of people, a family, to fit them just right in the way they like it, with the things the way they want it to be. Now, the problem with that way is it's way more expensive and takes a lot more time to get the home. You gotta wait for the thing to actually get built. But again, still the issue with that is that the home, once that person decides they don't want to live there anymore, or has to move because of a job, or reluctantly passes away after living there maybe their whole life. Now when the next person moves in, it's not built for them. It was just built for the last person who it was perfect for, but now it's not perfect for the next person. And I think there needs to be a new way of building homes that are able to adapt and adjust based on who's living there to fit that person's particular needs and desires in the moment. I'm not exactly sure how to do this. I have some ideas, have some speculations about different modularities, some things that I've seen in like apartment complexes with different sized wall or walls that can move and adjust. But a lot of it just comes down to, even just before the person gets in there, identifying how they live, where they put things, what things they love, how they operate, what their daily habits are like within the home. So then you can really start to understand what they need, where they need it, and how they need things to be placed, and where you can make things a little bit better for them, a little bit more joyful, and provide them with a little daily sense of relief. Now, is this problem the end of the world? I don't think so. Is it something that can be made better? Absolutely. Will it make some people's lives just a little bit better? I think so. Well, there's other problems we're trying to solve with at Relief Key that are a little bit more impactful to the person's inner well-being. And overall, that's really what we're trying to get at, is increasing the well-being of individuals within our cities so that over time, we can create wiser, more joyful cities. And I think a lot of that does start with a person's environment that can really affect their mindset and how they're interacting with the world. But going back to that initial problem, another issue is that with the people that build the homes for anyone, they just build them in mass. They just crank them out. They create these plots and then just pump out as many houses as they can to sell and turn over and make a huge profit, which I have no issues with. But I believe in making a profit with making great products. And I don't believe they do that. I think they push out volume, and especially when it's something that someone's going to use every day and live in and exist in, it should be really for them and really something they love, and that isn't just going to be a place for them to put their stuff. It's going to be a place for them to really have connections and experiences. Because if we really think about what a house is, like, yes, it's where we keep our things and we keep them safe when we lock them up, but it's also where we think and feel and have discussions and parties and arguments, and where we are able to unwind and relax. It's a space that's ours that we get domain over. And that's something that should be well made and just for you, with just you in thought for how it's put together. And it should fit around you and the way you live in every aspect, from the sink faucets to the toilet roll holder, to the way the lights set up and either dim or turn on when you enter, and what color they are, how the cabinets fit the things that you own. All of these things should be taken into consideration and chosen by you, for you, with the way you do things in mind. And long term, that's the goal at Relief Key, is to build homes like that. And I've learned so much from doing organizing and how limiting homes can be for people, and how they just kind of deal with what they got, which sometimes you have to do, but we make do with it, of course. That's the cool part about organizing and getting these systems in place and ways of doing things. But I've just learned about how people really live in homes and how they store their stuff and what stuff they really care about and why they care about that stuff. And that insight, I really believe, is going to help me in the long run when I start building homes for people, to really understand in a unique way how people live in the home. Because a lot of builders just build a house and they say, I know how to build a house. You put this thing here and you put the frame and you make the foundation and you add sinks and you get whatever is the cheapest microwave, and then you sell it and you're good to go and you made some money. And we, you know, obviously I do care about making a good product and making it well built, but I think they often forget about the person that's really going to live there. And they don't understand as well really how people live in the home. Some do. I'm not saying all builders are that way. There's one NS builders out of, I think, like North Carolina, that the way they think about building is really remarkable. And they do a phenomenal job. I mean, wow. He's a guy to follow on social media for sure. Just like watching his attention and level to detail when it comes to building a home is absolutely remarkable. But nonetheless, I believe that starting from organizing is going to be an interesting way to build up to building a whole home and doing top to bottom fitting homes around people. So yeah, that's what I see as one of the big problems with homes. And let me know what you think. Am I full of shit? Am I kind of right and kind of wrong? I'm sure I am. Usually am. But let me know your thoughts. Connect with me on Instagram. All my contact information is in the show notes. Check out the new website, www.reliefkey.co. Subscribe to the newsletter. If you want to connect with me more and get laughs into your email inbox, maybe break up the monotony in your day when you're emailing a bunch of people and have 100 emails to get through and just want a little laugh real quick. So check those out. And then subscribe to this podcast if you could, please. That would really help me. And other than that, have a good day. See you tomorrow.